Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 90 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Kinsey Thompson.
And I'm Cody Robinson.
The Moorhead Fire Department is looking for more local funding.
The city of Moorhead is still unsure of how much splash pad repairs will cost.
Officials are reminding the public about fireworks safety this holiday season.
A new law will make it illegal for an employer to fail to make accommodations when it comes to any pregnancy-related situation.
In sports, a special meeting in Lexington has the attention of the horse racing industry.
Checking a look at your region's weather tonight, a 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 67. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 89. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low around 67. Saturday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m. Mostly sunny with a high near 88. And tomorrow night, a 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy with a low around 69 degrees.
The Moorhead Fire Department is looking to get more local funding. The department does fire calls outside the city limits, but the yearly contribution from the county has not changed in almost 20 years. Fire Chief Jeff Anderson was at the Moorhead City Council meeting on Wednesday. He says it's time for an updated contract.
Half our runs are in the county. We've got a $580,000 budget this year, and they pay $45,000, and we do half the runs in the county. And that don't add up to me, and I think it needs to go up.
Anderson says the contract needs to at least double its current funding, arguing that the Moorhead Fire Department provides a bargain service and uses frontline equipment. The current contract is up for renewal in the summer of 2020. Council members agreed that it's something Rowan officials need to be aware of before budget season.
The city of Moorhead is still unsure of how much money will be needed to fix issues with the new splash pad. The Moorhead City Council held a special meeting Wednesday to discuss several goals and plans for the community, and among those included the plans to repair the splash pad. Mayor Laura White-Brown says contractors have found the main issue, but the council has yet to receive a quote on the cost of repairs and cannot move forward until they do.
What we do know is that the fiberglass tank is cracked. At this point, we think that tank can be repaired, so the soft plan to repair rather than replace, but that's still open for discussion, and again, we haven't seen any hard numbers yet.
White Brown says she does not know when they will receive a quote. A timeline for the splash pad opening has not yet been set.
With Independence Day approaching, officials are reminding the public about fireworks safety. EKB-TV reports every year fire departments respond to multiple calls where fireworks are used improperly. Christopher Allen is a safety environmental officer with the Pikeville Fire Department. He says there are a lot of things people do wrong when handling fireworks.
They like to throw them at people. They also set them off inside, indoors, which fireworks are not meant for indoors. They're meant for outdoor use only. A lot of times they don't wear safety equipment like glasses or gloves. And then they also try to put different fireworks together, make their own little combo, and that's never a good thing. You need to make sure that on the fireworks, you're using it for what its intended use is.
The safest way to experience fireworks this year is by attending a professional pyrotechnics show.
Students in Johnson County will soon be lending a hand to cancer research without even knowing it. The Johnson County Schools District purchased 156 new Mac computers this week, which will give its students access to high-tech classrooms. Data communications specialist Mike Whitaker tells WYMT the district got the machines at a deep discount because of how they will be used when school is out of season.
Whenever the computers are not being used by our students, they're running cancer research in the background. Only cost the district less than $35,000, and it is $163,000 worth of computers.
The new computers are part of a statewide program organized by DataSeam, which connects school computers statewide to create a large system that is used in the research process for new cancer medications. More than 9,000 computers in more than 30 Kentucky counties participate in the program, many of those located in coal-producing areas. For more information about DataSeam, visit kydataseam.com.
Experts are saying locals can expect to see a lot more snakes this time of year. Although the weather is dry now, the recent heavy rains in the Commonwealth have caused a surge of snake sightings. Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife herpetologist John McGregor spoke with WKYT. He says snakes typically burrow in holes, which can fill up with water after a heavy storm and force snakes to look for new places to live.
Snakes pretty much don't like to get wet. You know, even water snakes spend a lot of time out of the water. And so when they're wet, they want to get out of the water and dry off. And the best way to do that is climb up on something and then let the sun dry them up.
Reports say Lexington and many other areas have experienced precipitation on 104 out of the 175 days this year so far. McGregor says snakes moving to higher grounds are typical during these conditions.
A new law going into effect today will make it unlawful for an employer to fail to make any accommodations affected by pregnancy, childbirth, or a related medical condition. Accommodations include more frequent or longer breaks, lighter duty, and private space that is not a bathroom for breastfeeding. Becky Cleary is with the Two Hearts Pregnancy Care Center in Ashland. She tells WSAZ the new law will alleviate any unnecessary stress on women who are expecting.
Stress is not good for anybody, and especially a pregnant woman. And if she's able to go into a job and feel secure in that job, it goes a long way in helping her to be healthier, to choose healthier things.
Senate Bill 18 was sponsored by several lawmakers, including Robin Webb, who represents Carter, Greenup, and Boyd counties. It will make it unlawful for an employer to fail to accommodate a pregnant employee and will require employers to provide notice to employees regarding these rights.
With June winding to a close, it looks like Governor Matt Bevin and lawmakers won't get their special session in before July 1st. Bevin tells LEX 18 he has the votes needed to pass his pension relief bill, but lawmakers have yet to come to the table to take up this legislation.
Everybody understands that this needs to be done. There are enough votes to get it done. The question is, will leadership get them here to actually do the job?
Bevin's revised bill provides relief for regional universities, health departments, and other quasi-governmental groups. On July 1st, these groups will face a huge spike in pension costs, something many of them say they can't afford. Earlier this year, Bevin was hoping to get the special session done before the rate goes up, but that's likely not going to happen.
The case of a former Fleming County School District employee accused of financial crimes has been postponed until July. The case of a former director of district-wide operations for Fleming County Schools, Greg Conway, was further postponed in Fleming County Circuit Court last week. The Ledger Independent reports Conway was arrested in November 2018 by Kentucky State Police and has since been indicted and charged with second-degree forgery and abuse of public trust in an amount over $100,000. Conway's attorney asked if the status hearing could be rescheduled to July 19th in order to better prepare for setting a trial date.
A teenage girl in Pike County is dead after the coroner's office said her older sister accidentally shot her. Deputy Coroner Zeb Hamilton tells WKYT 16-year-old Gabrielle McCoy died Wednesday night at her home. Kentucky State Police say McCoy was accidentally shot when her sibling was examining the firearm. She was transported to Pikeville Medical Center where she was pronounced dead. Troopers have not announced any charges and the death remains under investigation.
A judge has set a bond of $2 million for a man accused of firing at police officers in Erlanger and who was involved in a standoff Tuesday with SWAT in Cincinnati. WKYT reports 27-year-old Jacob Julik is facing two charges for attempted murder for firing at the Lakeside Park officers, as well as possession of a handgun by a convicted felon and first-degree persistent felony offender. On Tuesday, Julik was surrounded by SWAT in Cincinnati in what turned out to be a five-hour standoff following a police pursuit early Saturday morning. Julik will appear in Kenton County District Court Thursday morning, where Commonwealth Attorney Rob Sanders says Julik could face increased sentences due to his criminal history. The investigation continues as authorities seek to discover how Julik was able to stay at large as long as he did and whether he was aided by anyone during that time.
A former Ashland cardiologist has reported to federal prison. WMKY's Keneally Roberts has more.
72-year-old Richard Paulus was convicted of healthcare fraud in October of 2016 after a seven-week trial. The Daily Independent reports a jury found Paulus had performed several invasive heart surgeries on patients who did not need them and falsified medical records of his patients. On Monday, Paulus reported to Beckley Federal Correctional Institution. Paulus is required to pay restitution along with his incarceration. He has been sentenced to 5 years. For WMKY News, I'm Keneally Roberts.
Taking a quick look at sports this afternoon, the horse racing industry is keeping a close watch on a meeting happening today in Lexington. Here's Paul Miles.
The Breeders' Cup Board of Directors is meeting today, and it could decide whether or not to move this year's championships from Santa Anita Park. The California track has been the site of 30 horse deaths since December, leading to protests from animal rights activists and stricter state racing rules. Last week, the Santa Anita owners banned Hall of Fame trainer Jerry Hollendorfer after a fourth horse from his stable died at the track. There are now calls to move the Breeders' Cup, which is in November at Santa Anita. Next year, the championships will be held at Keeneland in Lexington. I'm Paul Miles.
We'll have a look at stocks with Bud Luke right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Round County Farmers Market, a certified Kentucky Proud Market, 11 a.m. Wednesdays and Saturdays downtown Moorhead on U.S. 60 near the City Park. The Round County Farmers Market offers homegrown fruits, vegetables, and baked goods. Accepting WIC and Senior Farmers Market nutrition vouchers and participating in the Community Farm Alliance Double Dollars program, supporting local farmers, the Round County Farmers Market is Kentucky Proud.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. The S&P 500 rose today, powered by bank shares, as investors await trade clues from an upcoming meeting between President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping. And at the close, the Dow Industrials actually showed a loss of 10.24 at 26,526.58. That loss can be attributed to weakness in Boeing stock, which is a very large part of the Dow Industrials average. The broader market, though, was stronger. The S&P 500 was up 11.14 at 2924.92, and the NASDAQ Composite had a nice gain of 57.79 at 7967.76. Citigroup led the big banks higher today, climbing 1.4%. Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, and Wells Fargo all closed more than 1% higher. Bank stocks rose generally ahead of the Federal Reserve's stress test results release, which is scheduled for later today. And, of course, President Trump and the Chinese premier are scheduled to meet at the G20 summit in Osaka, Japan this weekend, and the two leaders are expected to discuss trade, with investors looking for clues on whether China and the U.S. can make progress toward ending their ongoing trade war. In corporate news today, Walgreens had excellent earnings, boosting the stock by 4%. The pharmacy operator reported better-than-expected quarterly results, and the company's numbers were driven by higher prescription drug sales, according to the CEO. As mentioned, Boeing was weak today, down 2.9% amid increasing uncertainty about when 737 MAX jets will be able to fly again. On the data front, the Commerce Department said the U.S. economy grew at a solid rate of 3.1% in the first quarter, but some components like consumer spending and consumer investments, or I should say business investments, did grow at a slower pace than previously estimated. In the commodities markets, oil was down 0.25% at $59.23 a barrel. Gold was down 0.3% at $1,411.40 an ounce. Overseas in Europe, stocks were quiet today as the Stoxx 600 index was unchanged. In the Far East, stocks had a very good day. The Nikkei was up 1.2%, while the Hang Seng in Hong Kong was up 1.38%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Delta Airlines up 43 cents at $56.81, Community Trust Bank up 76 cents at $41.63, Marathon Petroleum up 19 cents at $54.40, Dollar General down 2 cents at $136.45, and Humana was up $3.33, finishing at $264.73. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon.
I'm Cody Robinson.
And signing off for the very last time for Moorhead State Public Radio Station, I'm Kinsey Thompson. Now back to All Things Considered.